Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer with Deacon David and Karen Ochoa from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today is Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent. Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Using Psalm 67.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Our hymn this morning is the second one in the I Breviary. Father of Heaven, whose love profound, will recite verses 1 and 2.
Father of Heaven, whose love profound, a ransom for our souls has found. Before your throne we sinners bend, to us your pardoning love extend. Almighty Son, incarnate Word, our prophet, priest, redeemer, Lord, before your throne we sinners bend, to us your saving grace extend.
The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord. The Lord's is the earth in its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas. On the waters he made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of Glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The man whose deeds are blameless, and whose heart is pure, will climb the mountain of the Lord.
Praise the Eternal King in all your deeds. Blessed be God who lives forever because his kingdom lasts for all ages.
For he scourges and then has mercy. He casts down to the depths of the netherworld and he brings up from the great abyss. No one can escape his hand.
Praise him, you Israelites, before the Gentiles. For though he has scattered you among them, he has shown you his greatness even there.
Exalt him before every living being, because he is the Lord our God, our Father and God forever.
He scourged you for your iniquities, but will again have mercy on you all. He will gather you from all the Gentiles among whom you have been scattered.
When you turn back to him with all your heart to do what is right before him, then he will turn back to you and no longer hide his face from you.
So now consider what he has done for you and praise him with full voice. Bless the Lord of righteousness and exalt the King of the ages.
In the land of my exile, I praise him and show his power and majesty to a sinful nation. Turn back, you sinners, do the right before him. Perhaps he may look with favor upon you and show you mercy.
As for me, I exalt my God, and my spirit rejoices in the King of heaven. Let all men speak of his majesty and sing his praises in Jerusalem.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Praise the King, the Eternal King, in all your deeds.
The loyal heart must praise the Lord. Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just. His praise is fitting for loyal hearts.
Give thanks to the Lord upon the harp. With a 10-stringed lute, sing him songs. O sing him a song that is new. Play loudly with all your skill.
For the word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. The Lord loves justice and right, and fills the earth with his love.
By his word, the heavens were made. By the breath of his mouth, all the stars. He collects the waves of the ocean. He stores up the depths of the sea.
Let all the earth fear the Lord. All who live in the world revere him. He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, it sprang into being.
He frustrates the designs of the nations. He defeats the plans of the peoples. His own designs shall stand forever, the plans of his heart from age to age.
They are happy whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own. From the heavens the Lord looks forth. He sees all the children of men.
From the place where he dwells, he gazes on the dwellers on the earth, he who shapes the hearts of them all and considers all their deeds.
A king is not saved by his army, nor a warrior preserved by his strength. A vain hope for safety is the horse. Despite its power, it cannot save.
The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine.
Our soul is waiting for the Lord. The Lord is our help and our shield. In him do our hearts find joy. We trust in his holy name.
May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The loyal heart must praise the Lord. I will pour out on the house of David and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and petition. And they shall look on him whom they have thrust through. And they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only son. And they shall grieve over him as one grieves over a firstborn. On that day, the mourning in Jerusalem shall be great. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now.
God
himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, says the Lord, you will know that I am he. Blessed be the Lord,
the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, says the Lord, you will know that I am he.
Praise to Christ, who has given us himself as the bread from heaven. Let us pray to him, saying, Jesus, you feel and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us. Lord, feed us at the banquet of the Eucharist
with all the gifts of your paschal sacrifice.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Give us a perfect heart to receive your word,
that we may bring forth fruit in patience.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Make us eager to work with you in building a better world,
so that it may listen to your church and its gospel of peace.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
We confess, Lord, that we have sinned.
Wash us clean by your gift of salvation.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
With longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, help us to do your will, that your church may grow and become more faithful in your service. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
This concludes our morning prayer on this Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for joining us.